Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College live line, Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates. We're talking about what's going on in Albany after it was announced by the governor earlier this week that a handshake deal was reached on a new state budget. Should be noted, a pretty expansive state budget as well. Jack, thanks for joining us this morning. On the announcement first, was this maybe something that caught lawmakers off guard that the governor came out and said, we have a deal?
Well, good morning. It definitely seems that at least rank and file legislators in the Assembly and Senate were caught off guard by the governor's announcement. It does seem like the leader of the Assembly and the Senate and the governor had a broad agreement on a lot of things, but definitely some consternation here in Albany about her announcement, since we still haven't seen budget language and none of the budget bills have started to print yet.
Now, let me start with that uncertainty, because school districts, they're all in the middle of their budgets right now. Last night, West Seneca adopted their budget that includes 47 job cuts through either layoffs or attrition to close a $5 million budget gap. Hamburg held off on voting on their budget because of this uncertainty. What is the situation? Because we were told there were going to be state budget cuts for schools, and then we were told there weren't going to be those cuts.
Well, that's why it's uncertain, I guess. Look, the governor had proposed some cuts moving forward, but it looks like those are not going to be in the final budget, and instead there will be some changes to the inflationary formula that'll be better based on school district population. This is really obtuse, really complicated. The school runs and the formulas here are all based on census numbers from 2008. So I understand folks are waiting. I think we're all waiting to see how some of this plays out and exactly those details. But it seems like most folks aren't going to see cuts this year going forward, but there'll also be a study into updating these formulas. But again, this is the difference between a framework and concept and a printed budget is those details, and that's where this gets really hard. How you write it, how the words play, a comma here or there can mean hundreds of millions of dollars, and so we're all anxiously awaiting those details.
A lot of buzz items in the budget, and want to ask about migrants and the funding that is going to dealing with this issue. Over $4 billion set aside to deal with this, basically just in New York City. Where exactly is this money being directed?
Well, I don't want to keep giving you the same answer, but we don't know yet. That's where the details of the budget, right? I mean, the governor announced broadly that there would be these resources. How much of that is limited to New York City? Is it money that can go to municipalities that took migrants who came from New York City, right? Like in Western New York? We don't know, and we won't know until we see that text.
Are we not going to know until the budget's actually finally adopted? So this could be days away or maybe even longer?
Well, we should know when it's printed. Now, in theory, once it's printed, there would be 3 days to read it. That can be waived by a so-called message of necessity from the governor. But I think here in Albany, there is still very realistic hope that the budget will be voted on this weekend. Ideally, those bills would start printing today. But I'll tell you, I was walking the halls of the legislature yesterday, and there were broad hopes it would print yesterday. So, you know, that means that there are parts of this or the exact language that is not agreed to, right? When you have a concept and people say, I like this and I like that, it depends on how it's written. It depends on what the budget language really says, because that can change the meaning. And sometimes these concepts are different in the minds of all the beholders.
A year ago, the big topic that we were talking about was this transition away from natural gas and these new mandates on new builds, that they would all have to be basically all electric, no gas hookups for new builds. And that was the big topic a year ago and how exactly that would work. It's a topic that's, you know, really still being talked about in Albany, though, right, with this New York Heat Act. And it's kind of unclear where that is, but this idea of, you know, how exactly the state would be looking to eliminate gas hookups isn't going away.
It's certainly not going away. The New York Heat Act has passed the state Senate this year as a standalone bill. We did see it in some of the or pieces of it in some of the one house budgets from at least the Senate. It does generally here seem to be understood that that is not going to be in the budget. There's still some talk of ending what's called the 100-foot rule, which is how the last piece of the connecting gas lines to new builds. But it seems like a lot of that, while still alive and something that'll be very alive at this legislative session, right? The legislature is in session through early June, it looks like that's not going to be in the budget.
And Jack, finally, State Senator Tim Kennedy, I'm reading, delivered what kind of amounted to a farewell address earlier this week from the Transportation Committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Senator Kennedy, as you know, is a candidate for Congress, and I guess we'll see how that election goes in 2 weeks. But I think he's broadly favored to win that seat, and so I do think it's a little bit of a farewell tour for him here in Albany.
Interesting to hear it before the elections begin. Jack, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. I know it's busy in Albany. Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates joining us on the Trocare College Liveline.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.